the Siman Tafresh Lamed Tes Sif Beis we're holding Mishabura Sif Katan Chaf. So he says Ani Masalim Lo'echlam Emes HaShe'eretza, that works because that includes Ben HaShemosis also. And the point was that you made it tonight on your noise sukkah that you're planning to use the Ben HaShemosis. So during Ben HaShemosis, which is when the act of Hatzah would take place, you are declaring that you have, you're not designating it, you're using it for other purposes. There never was a haksah. Marigam Kane Shamar Bishal Shitlaam or Al Kaponim Kadamishmashes. And you said this condition before the first Benishmashes started. Okay. So you have to do the Tanai before the Benishmashes are Rishon, Tanai Kadim, Chafalov. The Kim Shinil's Benishmashes is Katsoy. When the first Benishmashes comes, already he's been designated to be part of the Sukkah. If you might have a skin in the ale, the Simon Say Samachal, the Benishmashes, Mass will take about for a Shkia, their last is the Tanai Kadim Ashkia. Now, there was a sheet as we shared him, Renal Tom holds that immediately after the sun sets is not Tanai Benishmashes yet. But he said, we don't pass on like that, we pass on at least Rechoshir Sulchumra. That immediately after the sun sets, you should be machir and assume that it's Benish Moshes has started. Benish Moshes harishon, the first one chapez. Yimlokein came in the chayal isur Benish Moshes kama melechay bekulu tchiyam rech the dami linyan zebul mehani sutanai. Regards to the designation, the first Benish Moshes, we look at the sukkahs as one unit. In the beginning of it, during the first Benish Moshes, it was designated for this purpose. That becomes designated for the all of sukkahs. So it's like one long day in that respect. Now the Shartzian points out that you remember the lashon of the Tanai, which he said was any boidel called Benish Moshes which the Ramos said shashmona yamin. It means any one of the Ben HaShemoshes. So this, what we're saying, that the first Ben HaShemoshes is the designation for the rest of Yom Tov, that's L'chumra. But we also say L'chumra, maybe each day is looked at separately, and if I need to be, say any bottle, each Ben HaShemoshes, otherwise each day will become Muktzah for itself. So I need both of them. Once day one is not in place, the other 7 days are going to automatically follow. And even if day one is in place, and I don't have, if I would not make it tonight and day two Ben HaShemoshes, then day two will become Aser. He says, we're not going to be Masna.
If we didn't make it tonight and day two would be
Aser. Right, correct. You'd have to be Masna, day two is Aser. That's where the language of the Tanai was. Any bottle called Ben HaShemoshes shall shmona yamin. I'm not refraining from any one of the Ben HaShemoshes of the 8 days. I plan to retain my rights to use it. Then you would have your heter. In Oregon, the Haskus Chav Gimel Mishum the Lord Bekiy Shaper B'Tanai. Because we're not so confident in how to make the Tanai, therefore we don't say do it. Like, what's the big problem? So that's why some people are challenging this Ramah. The Ma'aseh said that is the minig when it comes to Noi. But the Noi, which are on the walls, the minig is to be Noig them, to move them even without a Tanai. Because it could be there's no issue in the walls in general. So Kol Shkein Benoyin Chavdalit. Rachel Masigal was that they disagree. But that the Noi Sukkah Bavari Yisurim Beloy Tanai Midina. The Noi Kiskachem. They the Noi are Osir, and that applies. Fine, that applies to the walls also. Vine Batasha Hiskim, Lahokal Basidinum Hamatsiorum Shiesh Khashash Vineganovim. So and the things which you're putting up which are valuable, and it's possible somebody might come and steal it. So Nansari Shalatulam the Sham Mitchila Lios and Sham Tomid, Vakenlo Yiskatsu Klal, Afilo Hisnu. The Taz says there's an assumed Tanai that you want to maintain the ability to bring them in the house when you're not there, because otherwise they might be stolen. So we assume he didn't expressly say the Tanai, there's an assumed Tanai. But obviously, it would be better if you would actually verbalize the Tanai. We wouldn't have to rely on that Svara. Okay. A person who's planning to take away the noise sukkah because either he's worried about the rain or he's worried about ganovim. So you want to take it off on Yom Tov also. So you should tie it. You shouldn't tie it in type of a knot, which is going to be problematic to open on Yom Tov. You can't open the knot on Yom Tov. You should make bows. Make a bow tie. Fine. Nudin. Einlas is the final sukkah mirias shatnes. If you're making these tapestries, they shouldn't be shatnes. Because you might be leaning against them and like sort of, if you have that on the sides, you might sort of lean against it and wrap it around you. And then you have a problem of shatness. So that means if it would be tied down in such a way that it would be impossible to wrap yourself in them, it would be mutter. Same thing, if you're hanging something from the roof, it has to be something which a person couldn't be some way using.
Okay,
Nudin. Also, lach posuk besukah teishuah al dalas v'kiyotzibay v'tloisa besukah. You shouldn't write the posuk onto some type of a gourd. The yavale the vizoyin. Eventually, it's going to come to vizoyin, and when you're going to throw out the gourd, you'll have the posuk thrown out with it also. Then you can't write a pasuk of the Torah without writing the whole sefer.
What's sefer?
What's that?
Okay, now, even though we are noig a heter, the heter is Islam and Behendavka. We're able to teach and learn Torah. It's to be more facilitated if we're allowed to write write individual psukim. So we apply the rule of Eislas is Lashem. If Eretz Yisrael, you're allowed to do that. So that's for the purpose of learning. But over here, Abba Shalom, the tzarech is aser. But over here, you don't have that tzarech. It's going to be aser. Over here in the Mosque of Dirshu, they raised the question about, you have these posters which have the Pesukim and Pesukos Teshu, etc. What exactly is that heter? So the Bizor, you don't have, because it's not like the Las, which the food rots. The case of the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishabur said it, was the case you're writing it on a food, which eventually is going to rot, so that's going to be Bizor for the Pesuk. So that you don't have. But you still have the Isser of not writing a Sefer Sholem. So he says there's a levush and a shach which say the minig was to embroider psukim on a sefer Torah, etc. Even though it's not lislamed, since it's a covenant Torah, etc. That was also mutter. So we're going to say we're going to rely on that same type of idea to take the psukim, etc. She says, it would be better not to do that.
What is the source for the requirement to write an entire sefer?
It's a sugya in Gittin in the fifth parak. Mm-hmm. That the Dvarim Shebichtav, you're not allowed to say them balpeh, and we have to define what's not called balpeh. Right, so the Gemara Simni Mashma, the definition of Mikra, then the definition of not Balpeh, is you have something that has a halachic status of Ksiva, which would be a safer. But the Gemara then says that you're allowed to do it because to be Eis Lasid Lashem, you're allowed to write, so our Sidurim, etc., which have Psukim or these type of things, are all based on this Eis Lasid Lashem. Now, the Shach and the Taz, excuse me, the Shach and the Levush would say that you're allowed to embroider psukim, which that is the minig, and they accept it. They're not masber how they get around the problem of Eis Lasid Lashem. that this doesn't really go into the Eis Lasus Lashem Heter of the Islamic. They don't say that's the minhag, and they accept it. They're not masber, so this is built on that heter of the shach and the levush, which we don't understand why why they're really mutzri either.
You should make a point of studying them during Sukkot.
Huh?
So we should make a point of using them for
leaving. Using in the sukkah, the sukkah you hang in the sukkah is leaman atar. Okay. You shouldn't step on the wood of the sukkah. So the law is the mikra din tashmishay mitzvah are nisrokin. There's no din of shemus on them, and you can discard them. They're nizrak. However, they can't be nizrak and oifen a bizoyin. So that's where the mashal, somebody just asked me about a pair of tzitzis. A pair of tzitzis have a din of tashmish mitzvah. There's no din of putting them into shemus. They're nizrak. However, you can't throw it out derech bizoyin. So what would be mutter? The person would assume if you double wrap it in plastic, which means it's not, the issues of the landfill not aside, right? So it won't decompose in your landfill according to the studies for the next 14 million years. So that's good, great. So it's not called derech bizoyin because it's protected by the double wrapping of the plastic. There are person which are mako. Let's say you have a person does pine schach. So afterwards you don't keep it. So recycling, a lot of people say that's also not called therapy. It's not good. Therapy zoyin is you throw into garbage with the different things, etc. Recycling is not called therapy zoyin. It's so the nizrokin would be mutter. Now, just want to point out this issue over here of the isser is an isser on ksiva. It's not an isser of owning it. So once Pliny made the poster, you don't have an issue of buying it.
His problem.
It's his problem. He might have done an aveira, right?
Okay.
He ever had Ben and Gehenna, but you can buy it from him, Right?
That sounds like it's being, Israel over there. People don't buy it, but
they
like it.
Okay, that's true, too. I just want to point out just on this Tashmish HaMitzvah issue. So really, it would be preferred in halacha not to put it into shemus. It's really it's because you're putting it. If we be careful to put in shemus only things which belong in shemus, so putting things which don't belong in shemus to them is sort of like being married to kedusha. You're putting other things which don't belong there, so it's like a lesser. So, but nowadays, what ends up in shemus probably. A good part of it doesn't really halachically have to be in shemus either, so it's hard to say you can't put your tzitzis in there. I have this issue of stepping on the when we take down the walls, so we take them apart, so you lie them down and you take them apart. It's very hard not to step on it. You shouldn't throw into a place where people are going to be stepping on it. Right. Now, the reason why all this is here, because this is the last siman in Binyan Sukkah. Lama Tes starts halachas of Yeshiva Sukkah. So he's like throwing in all these little details which he hasn't discussed before, throwing them in over here. Now he discussed the issue, can you smell the hadas? If you put the hadasim on the skach, or you hung a sregim, can you smell them? Sikh hadas, of this time hadas, oimel hariach. Hach the sikh boy kemo b'shar etzim. So what's the question? L'chor, hadas, its function is lahariach. And you're now designating it for schach. So what you're saying is, I want to use it for schach and not lahariach. So you're maxed from harocha. So the chor should be yosser. So why does the Ramah say it's mutter? He says, no. you are basically treating this as regular wood, because when it comes to schach, you don't need the smell. So you're saying, I want to use this for the purpose of schach, and I'm max it not to use the wood element for something else, but for this purpose. I have no haksaw from reyach. You're not going to use it to build with or to burn, but you're not being maxed from the reyach. But if you hung it there, lenoi, not sichik bahadas, which part of the noi of the hadas pashas is the smell, so you're saying that the purpose of the smell is to be noi sukkah. Now you can't go in with it, because you're maxed it, midas. Fine. Now, we said before, even if you're maxed, you only maxed from something which is going to undermine the usage. So, leaning against the walls, he said, was mutter. So, smelling it doesn't undermine the usage. You know, you're not taking it away from its usage by smelling it. So the Sharatzian points out in Sifkat and Lamed, L'das atas the cost of the hod the enoisin haino dafka lito mishum shabazet the vatal kedusha. So taking it away is problematic, but leaving it there and using it as mutter. Alboichu he kayem is mutter lismach aleha loniach shum davar aleha. You're allowed to lean on it. You're allowed to place something on it. In Hachanami, I feel a solar hadasim lenoi gam ken mutal ariach behem. So you'll be allowed to smell the hadasim, even though you hung them there lenoi. Okay, and imir to little hadasim imen atvanas ariach behem to take it off the smell. Bezebavari gam latazos. So this haksor meharocha, according to the Taz, would be also if you would take it away to smell, and not the Taz, it'd be also just smelling it. Vesrig. After Talud Lanoi, even you were Talud Lanoi, you're allowed to smell. You're a Maxit. Teresa, you're a Maxit from Achila. Mutar Riach Boy, the Ikoral Oymel Achila, below the Hariach. Okay, and Armin, the Bechila Axe, below Mereach. The main function is Achila. So you were saying, I'm not going to eat it, I'm going to hang it for Noi Sukkah. So, regardless of Achila, you're a Max. If you weren't Max, it becomes the Reach. Okay. The Ramos of Yeshar Sim Hadas. So he's making the Maisa on the Hadas. Okay. Simon Tov Reish Lama Tess, which is now starts the lachas of Yeshiva Sukkah. So, cut now. Ketzin, the mitzvah is yeshiva sukkah. What is the mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah? She oichel b'shoyes, a person should eat and drink, v'yashin and matayel, and sleep and matayel, which would mean over here spend your time there. Doesn't mean walking. Doesn't mean you have to pace the sukkah back and forth, but it means you would do a tiyul, which means you would go for pleasure. You would spend your pleasure time in the sukkah. V'dor b'sukkah, kol shibas yamin, you live in the sukkah for 7 days, b'yam 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 b'layla, day and night, k'derach shu dar b'beisa b'shar yamas shana, the same way you would use your house instead during the year. V'kol shibas yamin, oisa adam es beisa aroi v'sukkosei kva, for the 7 days you should make your bias aroi and your sukkah is kva. So you might go into your house to get something, just like you go out to the shed to get something, but the main place you are is in the sukkah. Ketzad, kelim anoyim umatzos anos v'sukkah. You take the nice kelim you put in the sukkah, the nice couches, the nice pillows you put out in the sukkah. Ukleishtia, going ashishas v'koyses v'sukkah. Putting the kleishtia, ashishas are a certain shape, and then koyses are a different shape. You put in the sukkah to drink because those are now avaklei achila. When it comes, so those stay in the sukkah. But that which you ate off of, after you finished eating, those should not be brought into the sukkah. Mr. Brewer is going to raise a point. It sounds like the way the Ramah presents it, it sounds like you're allowed to bring it in to serve from. You shouldn't leave it there. He's going to question that and say, really, you should not bring it in the chalchil at all. So you don't bring in the big soup pot that you have and ladle out the soup from the pot. You know, it'll be more convenience. You would pour it out into a soup tureen, and then bring in the tureen and ladle out from the tureen if you want, or you bring in individual bowls. But you wouldn't bring in the pot itself. Tureen is like a large container which you could pour all of the soup into and then ladle it out from there. Okay, hamenorah b'sukkah, you put your menorah, you put your candelabra in the sukkah, you should have light there. Avim ha'isa sukkah ktana, menicha chutzah sukkah. However, if the sukkah is small, we would advise not putting the open flame in the sukkah itself because that might burn down the sukkah. So that would not necessarily be covered in the sukkah. You shouldn't be doing anything in the sukkah which is considered not respectable. So you can't say, why don't we wash the dishes here in the sukkah? You know, you can't be using the you decided to be real convenient and you made a sink in your sukkah. Say, great, I was thinking of a sukkah. Let's wash the dishes right here while we're at it. We can stay in the sukkah and have the conversation and wash the dishes. Well, you don't wash the dishes in a sukkah. So, cut now, Ketzat. Mishi, Epshalo, Lasa, sukkah.
What's the difference for people? It must be a lot of people live in one room and they wash the dishes there, and that's a procedure.
That was right, but the sukkah we want. That's what the Ramah says. But the Ma'aseh, it's mitzvah bezuyas alav. There's a certain kavod that you want to put.
It's supposed to be like
beis
ol.
Kavod is to have a tiras keva. Whatever you do in your house.
Right, but it's a tiras keva in the way which would be kavod. Because of my fact, my house is limited. It doesn't mean become that's called a normal usage of a house. Most people would, you know, if they could, they wouldn't say, well, it's a great idea to wash dishes in the dining room. They have no choice. They wash dishes in the dining room because the dining room is also the bedroom and is also the kitchen. It's also, but that's not how you should make your house. So in the sukkah, you shouldn't be doing that. Okay, now, it gets into an interesting question. The question is, Mishi Efshal Asa Sukkah Ela Be'ever Hanor. There's a river near his house, and there's no place to make the sukkah over here. You have to make the sukkah on the other side of the river banks. Sarach Lavra Besvina Ketana Oyerei Ma'avosh Akarin From the Sham. Either you take a little boat, or you take a from. A from is like this. Picture basically a flat piece of wood which floats in the water, and there's a rope which goes across the river. So you get on the boat, you pull on the rope. So as you pull on the rope, your body's going to push the piece of wood across to the other side. So the mice are those that goes into the sort of being shot b'mayim, the sort of float using some type of swimming or floating. So what's the eitz over here? Yesh mekilim, but you need to get to your sukkah. Yesh mekilim laver bo ayin shagoy yavirenu mishum shuladvar mitzvah. Well, how about my career is that? So there's some which are makel to ask a goy to take you across. And that's so he brings over here. Chayotim is it has that. And he says it's a medayik from Magen Rom, which is not really clear in the Magen Rom. The Magen Rom says the opposite of that. But he says the Ma'aseh Beni Arbachber, the Magen Rom, Pichadish, Grua, etc. So that's not really a great Eitzah. Of Yashar Matayel, Mechani Mitzel Asapur, You want to have a conversation. The conversation should be in the sukkah. So, kosa tzarach liyus kibesu b'chol hashana. This is really the place that you're really hanging out, like you hang out in your house. Kol hashem simon b'chaper. Now, the fish kedushas a sukkah gedolah ma'od. Now, this is the Yer Shemayim and Chavetz Chaim is coming out. The ma'aser kedusha sukkah is very kodesh. Roy lemayit bo bedivrei chol l'dabra bo kiim kedusha b'tara. It's proper to use it only for holy things. Right. You hear the Chavetz Chaim talking in this Mishnah Berurah. It's the Chavetz Chaim talking, not the Mishnah Berurah talking, right? You know, the Musar part. Obviously, you don't want to speak Lashon Hara and Rechilas in your Sukkah, right? Now, let's say a person is not a Bar Hachi to be saying Nivrei Torah. When the Mishnah Berurah reads, you sit there quietly. That's a chesaron and simchus yomtov pashas for the person. Assuming he's not talking anything which is halachah liyaser, to sit there and, you know, all austerely and seriously would also be chesaron and simchus yomtov. So, I mean, I don't think he's not advocating that you should do that. He's advocating try and make the conversation in a way that it's enjoyable to discuss divrei Torah and generate that.
It seems to me there's so much, you know, literature in, you know, in English today, and for those of us that are English speakers, you know, Torah literature, it seems like there's a lot less reason for people to have to talk to their colon.
True. I mean, you know, I think there's a certain amount where there's a certain amount, whether we like it or not, that there's a certain pleasure that people have of having being able to have a conversation about al ha val do, you know.
Even tell me they have to come in, but.
Right. I mean, yeah, it depends too. You know, the Riyashib didn't really derive pleasure out of anything else besides the conversation and learning. You know, like you move the conversation with something else, he just sat there and ignored you. But you know, he didn't get involved in it. But I one time said this, is I think that the...
What was the thing you said for Gaul?
Al-Hov, Al-Dor?
Yes.
And this and that. One time said that a good Shabbos Suda is three parts. There's one part smiris, one part the return, one part good jokes. You know? You want a person to, you know, it should be enjoyable, it should be relaxed. Okay. You got a shishas with kosis. Even if they're cheres. Now we're going to see that cheres, we're talking about unglazed cheres. An unglazed cheres absorbs the materials which are inside of it. It absorbs the liquid. So it becomes somewhat unpleasant. So, but since you drink from it, that's what you're used for drinking, so it's mutter if you like, even after you drink, because shrein any mustn't come a klei achila. It doesn't become as, you know, you have klei cheres using for food, it gets absorbed all the fatty things, etc., and becomes quite unpleasant. Whereas drink, you're not drinking those type of things. So, it doesn't become that unpleasant. You keep it there because you're going to be drinking again. They didn't have disposable cups, so you kept the cup there because you might take another drink later on. Whereas the meal, they didn't graze. You know, we mostly call it grazing. You know, the whole day the person is eating. You know, they didn't graze. They ate a meal and then they stopped eating for the next X amount of hours till the next meal. So the loch is klei achila. After achila are out of the sukkah. Kelim shemashim and kemach varevus shaloshim ben kelim shapsamim shein derech chazikim v'dirosu rak v'vayis achitzen. Kobaklal klei achila hein. So that your storage containers for flour, etc., or the dough things, those are things that you don't store in your house. They would have like an outside room normally where you'd put them in. Chen kado delish shavim by maimin or the big buckets. Call chutz a sukkah. Call over. Call she and dark aliyus with dirasa shador shom shador bo ein lo nachsek basukkah. Anything which you would not normally keep in your house, you shouldn't be keeping in your sukkah. Fine. La'ach rechilah kagad kaderes akaris the pots and the plates. Now, maloshin zemash lechara the b'shas achila yed gam kederes mutalaktis in the sukkah la'aris asecha kara. So, like you can bring the pots in during achila and pour from the pots into the plate into your bowls. However, we don't bring in the pots even beforehand. They hold the pot is always a problem. That's the Shulchan Aruch meant also. If you don't normally bring the pot to your dining room table, you shouldn't be doing it in the sukkah either. That's your only plate that you have, only bowl you have is the pot. See, you should bring the pot to eat from, so that's mutter. You know, I think that applied. You know, to people which were impoverished once upon a time, they point to the point that they had a pot. All right, nowadays it applies to bachelors. Chutzasukah. He says the ma'isa, it doesn't pass the sukkah. Now, why is he saying that? Take a look at the Shar Tzion on Yud Gimel. While you have these pots and these items which are not appropriately respectful enough for the sukkah, in the sukkah during that time, you can't make a leishev according to Mirabbanan. Mirabbanan Chazal Pasul, it's not a sukkah. B'chein mukhalosh and a riff, I can't learn it. That's the chayotim. V'nei ma'am ayin shom b'ran b'mechamis yiras de'en milosh and a riff shum raya. You see the way the ran and the mechamis understand the riff, there's no raya from the riff. V'ayin shom b'ma'or in the balamor, yiras shigam daito de'en shom de'en yifel is cloud, doesn't become possible to do that. We have Ran, and we have the Muhammad and the Balamor, which all hold that it's not possible. Even Rabbanan. Therefore, that's the chronological order, by the way. Well, he wrote it like that. Then sell his cloud. So it really would be proper not to do that. So, possibly different than the rest of the year, where maybe you might keep your plates, dirty plates on the table after you finish eating and just sit there and schmooze for a while, be more appropriate to once you finish eating, nobody's eating anymore, take the plates away. And don't leave them, don't sit there with the plates there. Because according to this Moreno Menorah, it might be compulsive Mirabbanan. Well, that's the situation. The Ma'aseh Mishabura Pasin's definitely in the B'diav. We don't see any sellers of Sukkah B'kach, and he sounds like he holds you can make a bracha, not like this Ben Amanayach. Hamanor B'Sukkah Minik Shal Hachnas Neir Shal Cheres to the Sukkah. We bring him in our in, but not in Neir Shal Cheres. Again, because the Neir, we're talking about an unglazed Neir, it absorbs the oils and the fats from the Neir, and it becomes very, very not pleasant. So it's a bizoyan. Makeda shalcheris, filo chadasha ain kadai kolkach. So it's also a container. I'm not sure what it was used for exactly. You shouldn't bring it in. Umetzupa bekarnya. However, if it's glazed, then kliskuchas yesh loy umutter. So it's the same thing as kliskuchas. It doesn't absorb, and that's not our problem. The problem is that when it's not glazed, it absorbs into the walls, and then lets it out. It becomes fatty, etc. Becomes like very disgusting. Now, if the sukkah was small, put your menorah outside of the sukkah. How you say sukkah katana? I feel the animus of semis kashir, even if it's not the minimum shear. Lashi katana kokach binyan sheyesh lachar shemen yiskar v'ner l'dofni ha-sukkah psuchas ben ha-or. The point is, it's small enough that it's small enough that we're concerned that the fire will catch onto the walls. We see sarev sukkah, and then the sukkah will get burnt down. Therefore, even though it's a beautiful one, the issue was not beauty. It's a gold menorah. It can't get prettier than that. But the mice were worried about burning down. You don't enjoy sitting when the nair is not there, because it's even though it's outside and put some light in, it's really darker. Yeshahaka Kashiyamit Hanir, Bashosh is a current lantern, you put a lantern instead of a lantern. I mean, menorah is a current lampin, you're either a lantern or a lamp. Unless you have a very small, very low roof, and even with a lantern, you're afraid it'll catch. Shum tashpish bozu, you don't do anything in the sukkah which is bozu. You can go in shtifas kares, you don't wash the dishes. Because it's lekka compared to washing out the cups is not a problem. Vasal hashin masukkah filo bakli, you can't use a chamber pot to relieve oneself in the sukkah. Avisha oisa came, but basically you do that in your house, but it's still called derech bizorin to do that in the sukkah. The Shartin Chav points out, he says you put it outside of the sukkah, you don't want to put it mamash far away. Right, so you would put it by the windowsill of the house to give light into the sukkah. So that would leave with the sukkah being somewhat dark, that's what he's saying. So if you don't like that, really, you preferably should not be doing that situation.